Welcome to the Terrible Take, a mini podcast telling Steelers Nation what's on our minds. I'm Joe Clark. Don't be surprised if the Steelers double up at wide receiver or cornerback in the 2024 NFL Draft. Given the team's needs of the positions, it would make sense for them to look to add multiple bodies to the draft and build out their depth at those positions. Pittsburgh's pre-draft visitors at wide receiver this week is kind of what spurred this thought, as the team brought in both Taj Washington and Luke McCaffrey for pre-draft visits. Both are likely, you know, early to mid-day three prospects. The Steelers need to take a receiver early, as their depth of the position right now is George Pickens and a bunch of number four wide receivers and Quez Watkins, Van Jefferson, and Calvin Austin III. Targeting the position in the second round makes a lot of sense, and it would be smart if the Steelers also added the room further, because I don't really foresee any of Watkins, Jefferson, or Austin being reliable enough as a wide receiver three. Granted, Arthur Smith's offense doesn't necessarily call for much usage out of the third receiver, and the Steelers could get her with Pickens, one rookie in the second round, maybe, you know, a Malachi Corley type, and then Pat Freiermuth with the tight end as their main weapons. But doubling up could be a route the team goes. At cornerback, Pittsburgh's depth behind Joey Porter Jr. and Dante Jackson essentially consists of Corey Trice Jr., Darius Rush, and Luke Barkoo. They're likely going to add another corner in the first three rounds, and if that isn't a slot corner, then that's a position the team may have to address in free agency by bringing back someone like Shannon Sullivan. Either way, the depth at cornerback is slim right now, and adding two guys, maybe one slot and one outside guy, or even two outside guys if the Steelers do sign a slot, makes a lot of sense. Iron sharpens iron, and young guys with a lot of reps, you know, like Rush, like Trice, who tore his ACL in camp last year, they're going to get better with more competition. At this point, I do think it is likely that the Steelers double up on one of these two positions, but with a plethora of needs, there are a lot of ways that the Steelers can attack the draft. Be sure to follow us at SteelersDepot.com. Check out episodes of The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And check out The Terrible Podcast with Alex Kazora and Dave Bryan every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.